tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. The countdown to Santa's launch is now down to 10 hours, and we're getting word of mail arriving at the North Pole Post Office about Santa's workshop. If you recall, last year's effort was marred by last-minute snafus that kept Santa's workshop hard at work for hours long after Santa had launched. Concerned fans of Santa are worried of a repeat of that disaster this year. Joining me from Santa's workshop is Elf Raleigh Dingle, Assistant Associate Supervisor of Workshop Floor Waxing and Shine. He's here with an update. Raleigh, that's quite a title.
Thank you. It took me nearly 80 years to get this job, so I'm very proud of it.
Well, no offense, Raleigh, but why am I talking to you? Aren't there any more senior elves working at this hour? You sound like you are part of the cleanup crew.
I am the most senior elf here right now. I'm part of the cleanup crew, and our team doesn't have a public relations dude, so I got voted to be the one to take your phone call, Mr. Frank.
I can understand why the cleanup crew wouldn't have a PR representative, but if you're the guy in charge right now, where is everyone else?
They let out, Frank. Already starting on their little sausage weenies at the Christmas party. The workshop is done. We're sweeping up and getting ready to run the buffers to give this workshop a shine it hasn't seen in months, Frank.
Raleigh, that's the best report we've had all night. Congratulations, you're quite the news reporter. Recapping for you folks, Santa's workshop appears to be done for the season, giving Santa's ride this year a boost it did not enjoy last year. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.